Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you wake up several times a night? If so, please visit me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll spend the time necessary with you to create a custom plan so you can rest easier and longer. For an appointment, call 651-342-2083. For some time now, the research jury has been deliberating about the short and long-term health effects of using mobile phones. There has been significant concern about the electromagnetic effects of radiation when talking on the phone and holding it to one's head. Now, in this present day, users of cell phones have become smartphone users, and there's every possibility that these same individuals are spending more time looking at smartphone screens than they ever did talking on their cell phones. This involves much more time holding one's phone in hand to view content. I have yet to see an authoritative article that provides the final word on whether or not all of this electromagnetic influence in our lives is cause for an alarm, but as we continue to wait for that authoritative word, it still pays to be cautious. Some of the better ways to talk on your phone, if possible, include remaining in one place during the majority of your conversations. Even though the term mobile phone inspires communications on the move, using a phone while driving is not just distracting. It takes more energy from the phone to communicate with mobile towers as you're traveling around. In other words, the radiation emitted by the phone increases during those searches. It's also beneficial to use speakerphone features as much as reasonable. It keeps the phone a greater distance away from you and helps prevent injuries of your neck, shoulders, elbows, wrists, and hands. One overlooked consequence of increased screen viewing time relates to how it affects one's eyes. As people gander at the many offerings on their screens, they tend to blink less often. This, in turn, leads to dry eyes and poorer quality tears. Ultimately, eye strain and infections can result. And, as if that weren't enough to concern us, the potential squinting at smartphone screens can cause vision fatigue, blurriness, and even temporary blindness. Some have especially noticed the temporary blindness when viewing their smartphones in dark rooms and while focusing on the screen with one eye more than the other. Some ideas to help reduce eye-related troubles include the following. Turn down your screen's brightness, especially when using it later in the day. Increase text size to one that doesn't require straining to read. And take frequent breaks. Last time, I mentioned the benefits of setting clear appointment times with defined beginnings and ends. A few brief interruptions outside of those times are understandable, but if you're going to concentrate on social media, videos, and emails, it's best to create a few practical short blocks of time and put the phone away when the time is over. Your joints, brains, and eyes will thank you.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for healthy living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.